You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom was informed by his dear sons, holy sons, Shiftei Kah, that Yosef HaTzadik is still alive, and he was convinced that he is alive. So what was the first thing that he did? Yehuda. Yeah, right. And then what did he do afterwards? He went to Be'er Sheva to ask for permission. So he wanted to make sure that when he goes to Los Angeles, New York, there are enough Batikei Nisiot, you know, the Talmudei Torah, the Kolelim. So he wanted to make sure that he's doing the right thing. So now Yosef HaTzadik finds out that his Abba is coming. So we are informed, what did he do? So what's the first thing that Yosef HaTzadik did when he was informed that his Abba is on the way?
He went to greet him.
What does it say? What did Yosef?
He sent him animals and food. And
that's beforehand. Yeah, you're right. But that was before when he sent the brothers, right? He sent them, you know, some souvenir from Messiah, right? So he says in the Torah, Me'esor et merkavto. Says he saddled the chariot himself. So Rashi HaKadosh explains, how could it be? How many workers Yosef had under his supervision?
40,000.
Thousands? A lot. So why he has to prepare the chariot himself?
Because he has to show how much he's excited and he wants to...
Beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. So now, Rashi HaKadosh explains a very important psychology. He says, Hasimcha meqallelet et hashura. Rashi HaKadosh says, when you're happy, so then your nature automatically changes. What does that mean? So that means, let's say, you're tired. So now, all of a sudden, you informed, obviously by your wife, you just won the lottery. So how do you feel now?
Great.
So dancing. But you were tired, you know, a few minutes ago. What happened? So now, say the whole week you're down, you're not happy. All of a sudden, your friend comes from New York. So what kind of feeling gives you?
Excited.
Boost it up, you know, and the clouds. So here we see unbelievable thing. The Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us more than any type of remedies, prescription that you cannot buy in pharmacy. There's a powerful remedy, it's called Simcha. So that means when Yehudi understands that he can bring such a uplifting system in your whole body, and that is to be Sameach, to be Sameach. Here we see Yosef HaTzadik with all the power that he had and all the workers that he had under his power, so we are informed that he himself prepared the chariot. Why? Because you know what kind of feeling it gives you after 22 years? Your Abba is just about to arrive. And what kind of simcha it gives you? And here sometimes people, they search, you know, what's wrong? Why I'm like this? Why, you know, it goes like this? Why, God forbid, I have such a problem? But one thing that we lack of searching into is, am I happy or not? That we don't really look into. Because we go according to the pace of daily basis. We get up, we do our thing, you know, and we go out. of all the activities, but you never look into, am I happy enough? Or am I happy at all? That we don't take a note. And that's a beautiful thing that here Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us, Hasimcha neqallelet et hashura. I mean, your daily routine, and you get used to it, you can change it. What does it mean? See, people become disappointed. Sometimes they get angry. You know people that get angry?
No.
Baruch Hashem. You know, you have good friends. So now, it's not that people are temperamental or they're sensitive. It's not that. The bottom line here is they not happy enough to not get angry. People that get angry, so that means they don't have something that really boosts them up to make them happy. So that's why all of a sudden you see, like a volcano. Why? Because he's not happy enough. It's a beautiful message that Rabbeinu Ben Yishchai, Yosef Chaim Baghdad, Zochuto Maren Aleinu, brings that Sarai Aminu, for how many years she was barren? How many years?
9 years.
Avraham Aminu.
100
years. What happened? All of a sudden, she was able to bring Yitzchak to this Odam. What happened? Who Sachaka? Tzara? How did he? How did she laugh? Ah, beautiful. So Rabbeinu Yishchai explains that actually how the Shaarei Shamayim opened up for her. Vatishak Sarah beqirba. So the remedy that she was able to bring Yitzchak, that means Sechok. Why? So actually, the name represents what was the prescription of Zal about. So that means she became really happy, opened Shaarei Shamayim. And you know what it is? That people, like let's say, they have problem, God forbid, with parnasah, with their health, with, you know, family and so on. If they know that how powerful it is that to be really happy can delete all the problems, would they pass on it?
No.
So they don't know really how important it is to be happy, how powerful it is to be happy. But see, the problem here is that, again, as I mentioned, you don't monitor that how happy, what the level of your happiness it is. What you monitor constantly is what I don't have, what problem I have, what he did to me, what I have to go through. So now what do we monitor only are? Exactly. Exactly. How do you say simcha? How do you write it? How do you write simcha? Sin, mem, chet, hey. So if you bring the mem to the beginning, what do you get? What do you get? Mem to the beginning? Mishcha. What is mishcha?
Ointment.
Ointment. Beautiful. Beautiful. The greatest ointment for your problem is? Is simcha. So that's why otiyot simcha is exactly mishcha. Mishcha means, you know, the ointment that you put on your hand. This is the greatest ointment that you get rid of. You know, people, I hear that they pay for an ointment about $500. Is that true? How do you look, sir?
Maybe yes. $500
for one ointment? But this is free. It's an ointment. To be sameach is free. How can you pass on it? And bring you such a shefa, beracha, blessing, nahat. That's what we have to monitor more and look into it more. Hashem Yizakenu, to be always sameach v'tov lev. Hashem Yizkev Yeshuot, besorot tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma. your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.